The Patriots are at Hard Rock Stadium for a matchup with the Dolphins today. Scott Zolak is at Gillette Stadium, where he will call that game today. Zoe is brought to you by the North Atlantic States Regional Carpenters Union. It's time to build. To learn more, visit NASRCC.org. Zoe, how we doing?
Hi, guys.
Merry Christmas.
It is cold. Oh, my God, it's cold. We have the booth open. Capello's got his old WBCN hat on. His black cup of coffee, and he's ready to go here. And a scarf.
One of, like, eight small coffees he will drink today.
Right. Yeah. And one of the strangest things, a man with a scarf. You don't see it often, you know? You really don't. What do you put your hands up for me for?
Okay. I don't know. I'll wear a scarf. I can tie a nice Parisian knot.
Yeah, so. But you shop at the Gap, and you match outfits up. You probably have scarves that match.
You think
shirts,
Gasper stoops to the level of the Gap?
Of course, he would.
I don't know. I think he's above that.
I bet he'd buy Gap. Sure.
I think he's more of a Banana Republic guy.
Yeah.
Beto might be right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But the Gap is very nice.
Zoe, what are your thoughts on the fact that Miami is missing a bunch of important players offensively today?
Bodes well for the Patriots and continues to potentially give them life, right?
Yeah.
Must-win situation today. Go out, play well. I'll be shocked if this team doesn't win by seven or more. They should. They should take care of business here today. You know, the defense is trending in the right direction. You should be able to squeeze some things with Tua. Try and force him to his right a little bit if you can. And just try to play from out ahead. You know, get the offense going. Get a good drive. Keep the ball away from Tua. And it's so funny to be on the other side of this where, you know, all the talk leading to other games in years past was keep the ball away from Brady and the Patriots. The roles have reversed quite significantly since then.
This is shaping up maybe as a big Sony Michel game with no Damian Harris. The Dolphins have been somewhat susceptible to the run this year. Do you think he's up to the challenge, though?
He should be. He should be. Fresh legs. Had a couple good runs against the Chargers there a couple weeks ago. So get him up and going. The legs are fresh. And I think Cam's the second part of that running game. You can't just put it all on Sony. Somebody else has got to be able to run it. And I think Cam plays better in the passing game when he does have success running the football. Because I think it opens things for him on the passing, off the play action. The play action, deep play action drop where he reverses to his left, pivots, and has to snap the shoulders around, I think structurally and fundamentally gets him in a throwing position, which benefits him. And that's when he hits those crossers to Myers and the deep double move comebacks to Bird on the outside. I think that would help Cam.
So do you think at any point here in the final weeks the Patriots are going to find themselves in a situation in the red zone where they trust Cam Newton to throw the football?
No.
And they just say, you know what? What do we have to lose at this point?
Well, no points. Coming out with no points. You know, four trips in the red zone against the Rams. You came out with three. That was horrific.
Right, and part of that was their unwillingness to throw the football.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you, Beetle. Who are you going to throw it to? Will you throw it to the tight end?
Jacoby Myers. Try to throw it to Jacoby Myers. Try to throw it to N'Keal Harry.
It's condensed space down there. So there's,
Kristen, that's one of his strengths, going up and getting the ball in traffic, right?
Yeah.
Because he's not going to be open. He's never open. I mean, there's going to be people around him. But the catches that he has made, he has elevated and gotten the ball at highest points. So why not try it? See, I've talked to a couple people on this. And they feel that Cam's – the arc of his throws down in tight is too flat.
Oh, okay.
There's not enough air. He doesn't – you know, some kickers boom the ball and some kickers drive the ball. There's not enough of that dropping arc, you know, when Cam throws it down there. It's almost like a rushed flat throw.
I'll say this, there's no play in football that I hate more than the fade pass in the red zone. But for this team, I mean, why not? You throw it up, you know, either Harry comes down with it or the ball's out of bounds.
I think that's one of the sexiest plays in football, the fade down and tight. Gasper doesn't like it.
Well, I just didn't like it, Joe, when they ran it to Julian Edelman, who has the same wingspan as me.
I agree. That's like throwing it to my man Mike Reese, who's right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I love Reese. It is. It's like throwing it to me or Reese.
Right.
Or
T-Rex.
Who wants
to do that? Nobody wants to do that.
I don't know. Reese would bite your ankles off. You know, he's feisty. Those little guys, you gotta watch out for them. Sneaky, sneaky, feisty.
Hey, Reese was a tremendous center fielder in Little League. He'll tell you about that sometime. I mean, talk Jackie Bradley Jr., gold glove caliber center fielder. I've heard stories.
Yeah, and I ran track when I was 12. I was fast back then.
That's terrible.
I mean, the stadium, I'm watching on the All-22. It looks beautiful down there. It's 80 and sunny, and the Dolphins win the uniform battle again today. Dolphins are in their, what do you call that, teal throwbacks?
Aqua.
Aqua throwbacks. The beautiful old helmet with the, Larry Zonka throwback. Looks great. The Patriots in her high school uniform again.
How much does it matter, though, in this one? I mean, we're talking, you know, Belichick's won 11 straight against rookie quarterbacks. I mean, that's ultimately why I'm hanging my hat on the Patriots today, because I saw what they did to Herbert. I like Tua. I think he's going to have a nice long career. But I just think Belichick's brain, he can really get a rookie, just his head spinning.
Yeah, totally. And, with the people that you have out, with Parker and Gesicki out, those are sort of, the safe guys to go to for a young kid. And watching some of the Chan Gailey stuff that'll script the quick play fake and get it down the line of scrimmage, those guys are out today. So I'd take Gilmore, lock him up against whoever that you're going to read in that first quarter that they're going to be trying to go to. Negate that guy the rest of the game, make adjustments, and I'd blitz this kid. I'd go after him. I'd play cover one and go after him.
Interesting. We've heard some various opinions on this today, whether it's go after him, get after him, or show the blitz and then drop back into coverage and confuse him and let him make some mistakes that way. He's only thrown one pick to this point, so, as we've mentioned.
Yeah, and I just think going after him sort of expedites his decision-making, makes him have to get rid of it quicker instead of just sitting there, seeing
yes.
things better and reading. And I hate it when the Patriots go zone, because I just think average receivers could get open on spot routes. And all you got to do is settle in the middle, and the quarterback, it's an easy dart throw for him. Don't let him get in rhythm with that. Let him know you're coming after him from the get-go. Have his head on a swivel.
Zoe, we heard you flashing back to a Dolphins-Patriots game not late in the season, but the one that you talked about from 2003.
Oh, the Troy Brown.
Middle of the season. That was Bill Belichick's favorite Miami memory.
Yeah.
I also saw that the Patriots' official Twitter account had a throwback clip that they put up yesterday of Drew Bledsoe against Miami in 1998, whacking his finger on the helmet, hanging on to win the game, and you tweeted about it. You couldn't even get into a game, man. They didn't want you to play.
That son of a bitch would never get hurt. I mean, he would do everything he could to not let me play football. And I love him for that, but I'll never forget watching him get held down and doctors shooting up his finger into different joints to numb that finger and then have to splint it up, and that pin sticking out of the tip of that index finger a quarter inch. And when you throw, and that's his right-handed throw, his right index finger, last thing to leave the football is that pin.
Piece of metal.
He threw a tighter spiral.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Piece of metal sticking out of the end of the finger, and he would have that be the last thing to touch the ball.
Yeah. Thank God that Rams game, it got dislodged, and I was able to play after that. So they shut it down for the rest of the year. I'm kidding. That's a joke, people. But one of the toughest guys I've ever been around.
But Zoe was up and was warming up and was getting ready to go.
I'm ready, Beetle.
Ready to go, baby.
You're ready to go. He's getting loose, and then that does it. So sit down, Zoe. Sit down.
I'm never going to play.
Ever. That's it. Forget it. All right. I can't play now. What are you ever going to let me
play? It's all for naught. Right.
All right,
guys. Have a good call.
All right. Should be fun. See you.
All right. Zoe joining us from the booth in Foxborough. Getting ready for Patriots-Dolphins. Zoe thinks the Pats can win this one by a touchdown. We'll get a win on the road today.
Will there be touchdown score?
You can still have 7 points.
Yeah.
Without scoring a touchdown, some various ways you can do that. But, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We'll wrap things up on Patriots preview as we get closer to kickoff here on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.